Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 89. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is your host, The Nard, and I'm here podcasting in the suburbs of Houston. Today, I have a special guest co-host for this episode. He's a writer. Yes, it's Punk Daddy. Hello, Ron Sarisha. How are you?
Hi, Maynard. It's a real pleasure to be speaking with you and to chat about everything Ursine.
Yeah. So yeah, it's exciting to have you in the show at last because I've been meaning to give you a call and I've been sick lately. People may have heard about the last podcast and I'm now pretty much available. So I've been calling people up and it's good to catch you at last.
Yes. Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. So, what have you been up to? I heard you've been busy with your books. So tell me about it.
Well, yeah, things are really cooking. If your listeners aren't familiar with my work before, I am a professional editor and writer. And I have now six books. One which just came off press. It's a literary fiction and erotica collection of stories about bisexual men.
Bisexual. I had a bisexual. guest earlier. I had a few bisexual guests earlier. Well, in a few episodes ago. Yeah. So
that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and it's interesting when they either that or they became they switched teams. You know, they were straight before they're now gay, or you know, people are family men and now they're having kids, but they're gay and everybody's happy. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, it's good to have guests like that, and it's good that you're writing about it too. And did you say six books? And tell me what are the titles of your books?
Well, my first book, which was self-published when before I turned 40, is actually a recipe book, a collection of hot drink recipes that I called Mugs Oh Joy, and that was just printed 250 copies. It was like a chapbook, just you know, like 18 pages or something like that. Mm-hmm. And most of them I actually, you know, gave to friends and such. But my first commercially published book in 2002 is the collection of interviews and discussions called Bears on Bears.
Oh yes, that's the one you sent me, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah, right. I've actually been I've been reading it a bit, and it's a very good book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. Actually, in the middle of it.
Well, yeah. Good. Well, it was an exciting book to put together. If just to reiterate it, Bears on Bears is a collection of 25 different interviews and discussions on pretty much every aspect of the bear subculture that I could come up with at the time. Uh-huh. And it includes one-on-one celebrity interviews with the Survivor guy, Richard Hatch, and comedian Bruce Vilanch, and porn star Jack Radcliffe.
Of course, yeah. Jack Radcliffe, yeah.
and there's also group discussions, and those vary widely. There's one on black and ethnic bears. There's a discussion on post bears. There's a discussion about techno bears, and so on like that.
Wow! So that's the Bears on Bears book, right? Yeah,
that's That's Bears on Bears. That came out in early 2002. Shortly, also in 2002, a fiction anthology came out called Erotica, subtitled Hot, Hairy, Heavy Fiction.
Ooh, so, okay.
And that's 25 stories. They're erotic stories, if you can't tell by this title. So, and in 2002, I decided to do a book tour, which I called the Big Bear Book Tour of 2002. And I went to 36 cities all around the United States and Canada, and it was very exciting. And I got to, the way that I set it up was that I targeted cities that had both a bear club of some, you know, some size, as well as a GLBT bookstore or community center. So that was very exciting. And I actually did make it down to TBRU that year. And I had a great time.
What year was that?
That was 2002.
2002, okay. I haven't been to TBRU since 2003. I think I only started 2003, attending 2003 and 2004, yeah.
Right.
I think I'm going to be there for the next few years still. Yeah.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. And probably if you go there, it'd be great. I mean, probably we can podcast live. What do you think?
Well, you know, my travel budget is somewhat limited these days. And so we'll have to see. I've had to turn down going to International Bay Rendezvous this next February. Even though I have been for several years putting together a sort of bear literary event called PAWS, which I believe was an acronym for Performance Arts Words and something.
Something, that's it.
Cinema or screenings. Was it PAWS? PAWS it was. PAWS for Words. And we had great, you know, there's a whole lot of bear authors out there, actually, and who participated. People like Joel Perry, who's the author of two great collections of essays called Funny That Way. He's from Los Angeles, as well as Jonathan Cohen, who wrote the first bear novel by the title of Bear Like Me. And I had put together these readings before, and they were very nice, but I really, you know, it's expensive to travel, and
that's true.
And I make my living as a professional freelance writer, so and royalties, even though I have six books, royalties are not, you know, like enough to really keep me going on. Let me continue forward.
There are four, five, yeah, fourth, fifth, and sixth, yeah.
After Erotica, I co-edited another fiction anthology called Kink, Tales of the Sexual Adventurer. And I co-edited that with my friend Paul Willis, who is from New Orleans. And and that came out in 2004, right. And also that same year came out a second collection of bear-themed erotica called Bear Lust, more hot, hairy, heavy fiction.
Gosh, you mean you really sit down and write all these, or
I edit the books. Bears on Bears is a nonfiction work that I wrote. That I'm the author of that book. Mm-hmm. The other books are books that I've edited. I'm primarily an editor, an anthologist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, very impressive. Six books. You're working on six books for the past. What made you start doing this, you know, writing and editing? you've always like being around publishing books or what?
Yes, I've always been involved with publishing ever since I edited my Cub Scout troop newsletter.
Ooh, Cub Scout. Ooh, wait a second, hold on. Cub Scout, okay.
Well, you know, that's just a joke. But I mean, I really have always done stuff like that and been mostly involved in literature and such. I edited my high school newspaper and the yearbook.
Yearbook. I was about to say the yearbook.
The literary magazine.
I see. Well,
it was a pretty gay thing to do. And then I studied creative writing in college. I went to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor for a couple of years. And then I continued to do freelance work primarily as a proofreader for typesetting shops. For 10 years, I worked as a typographer, and also then I did freelance work for other publishers, mostly proofreading books and copy editing books. And I still take in freelance work.
Yeah, back in college, I remember I myself did some proofreading as a side job. Well, actually, it's like a part-time job when I was studying in college, and it does take a lot of time, and it's hard for the eyes, and a lot of thinking, and a lot of making sure things are right. Yeah, it's kind of hard.
It's really hard on the neck.
Yeah.
So editing has always been something that I've felt an affinity for. This year I have two books that are coming out, much in the same way that Bears on Bears and Erotica were a nonfiction and fiction companion books. This year I had two books on the topic of bisexual men. The first one is a nonfiction book called By Men, subtitled Coming Out Every Which Way. And that's came out from Hayworth Press. Mm-hmm. And the fiction companion volume, which is literotica, as we say, is called By Guys.
By Guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes. First-hand fiction for bisexual men and their admirers.
Okay. By Guys and their admirers. Okay.
Yeah. So, and that's also out from Hillworth Press, and that's a pretty impressive little collection too. I came into doing this work on bisexual men, partially as a continuation of my independent study into bear subculture.
Mm-hmm. The bear subculture. Actually, right now I'm still in the middle of Bears on Bears, and there's this term that really has struck me the most, and also I heard it from your podcast, which we will get to it shortly. Is the term homo masculinity? It's kind of a catchy term. That's just for me personally. I think it's a catchy term. And did you coin it yourself, or the term?
No. Term actually I attribute to my friend and the fantastic author of the epic novel of 1980s San Francisco, Some Dance to Remember. His name is Jack Fitcher. Mm-hmm. And he's actually one of the interviewees in Bears on Bears.
I see.
And he really coined that term. I kind of gave it a spin, calling it Urso masculinity.
Urso masculinity. Oh, okay. that's interesting.
So which may have meaning for some people, and some people will probably just say, "Oh, that's plain silly." Mm-hmm. But it does it does offer a clear description of a certain kind of thing. Most folks who are, you know, privy to gay parlance will probably know what something like Urso masculinity is or homo masculine.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that you mentioned that in one of your podcasts a few episodes ago. So, yeah, I kind of remember that. Well, hey, about your podcast. Yeah, tell the audience about your podcast. Yeah, what's it about?
Well, Bird Soup is actually a continuation a way that I came up with to exploit the material that I was using for my regular column in American Bear magazine, which unfortunately died earlier this year.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. And I remember there was this contest at IBR. Whoever wins will be in that magazine. Is that right?
Yeah.
But then there's no more magazine, so I guess it's just the title then.
I'm not sure. Yeah, the American Bear and American Grizzly magazines have folded, and the owner, Tim Martin, is now has moved on to another business.
Oh, I see. So, well, that's sad.
So I don't think there isn't any kind of corporate affiliation anymore.
I see. Yeah, I kind of like that. Those magazines used to. Seeing them in the bookstores, wherever I can find them.
Tim Martin, the publisher, was really, really great in giving me a vehicle in his magazine for close to 5 years, and it was from the initial interviews that I was doing in American Bear magazine that the interview book, Bears on Bears, actually came about. So I was able to, you know, use that material in both the book and my magazine column. So then after the book was published, I continued doing interviews for a little while with people like Larry Flick, who's on Sirius OutQ Radio, and the like, but I was really getting tired of the interview format, so I started doing just a general kind of column called Bear Stew.
Bear Stew, okay.
Right, because it was like little bits of this and that sort of chopped up together, and so, so that was my column in American Bear for a couple of years, and then I had, you know, I had the feeling that, well, this material wasn't really getting out very much, and I decided to use some of it in a radio show. So I approached Joe of BearRadio.net to ask him if I could do a spoken word thing. BearRadio.net, for your listeners who aren't already aware, and they really should be, is 24/7 streaming online eclectic gay music, and it's really, really great. Bear Radio is now celebrating its third anniversary.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I've been I've downloaded some of their audio too. I think they have their own podcast too with music, isn't it right?
He's doing sets of Bear Radio artists.
Yeah.
And Joe is really a terrific guy, and I really appreciate the vehicle that he's let me use, especially since I had absolutely no recording experience when I came to him. The first couple of shows, which were only ran like on Thursdays at 2 p.m. and 10 p.m., Eastern and Pacific times. So I would repeat shows for several weeks because I didn't think that because they weren't podcast. Mm-hmm. It was just streaming at those particular times. So, so in any case, that was, So their soup was actually a kind of way of my reconstituting their stew material.
I see.
So you see, Tusker is also the sort of, you know, concept of the radio show is that it takes place in our backyard hot tub.
I always listen to those bubbles.
Which is, of course, you know, that's what bear soup is, when you get a bunch of bears in a hot tub.
Uh-huh.
So, in any case, so that was the big concept, so to speak, behind using bear soup. But it just gave me a chance to use some of that material, and then especially after American Bear closed up, you know, all of the stuff that I take a look at, you know, and all of these different sort of bear happenings and news and media stuff that interest me so much. Especially obsessed, maybe.
Yeah.
It gave me a chance to record some of that and get that out to another public. Yeah. And then we started to podcast the show. The podcast is show about a month and a half ago. So now it's become weekly.
Yeah.
Now that I know that people, you know, that the shows will be archived and people can get them, you know, anytime that they want.
Yeah, anytime. They can listen to it anytime. Yeah.
So now I'm more firmly on a weekly format where we play the new episodes, and we're on episode 39 coming up, not really anywhere as far as you are. or Folky Boy, like he's in the, you know, he's like he's on show 145 or something like that.
Oh yeah, he's a busy bear, very busy bear.
Yeah.
what podcasts do you listen to? Yeah, you said Folky Boy. Well, what else?
Yeah. Well, I listen to yours, and I enjoyed a great deal, and I listen to it with the puppies sometimes, and they enjoy it as well.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow.
I try to, I actually listen to a lot of Air America Radio, you know, progressive talk. That's where I'm really a news junkie and very addicted to Air America Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So in my spare time, I have been listening to your podcast, of which I think very highly, as well as D-Talk, which I absolutely adore those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And for folks who are, you know, maybe not familiar with them, D-Talk is four or five guys from Minneapolis.
Yeah,
and they really have. It's like you call it something like a cross between The View and Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they're crazy. Those guys are crazy. They're great, and
they really make me laugh so much. I think they're terrific, and I also really like Cruz Folky Boy.
Mm-hmm. From Boston.
He's from Boston. Mm. He's from Boston, and I have sent him a couple of voicemails, and that has been as much contact as we've had.
Mm-hmm. I see. Does he email you? Yeah, I used to email him before. We exchanged emails before, sending some. I sent him some Harry Potter links before, I remember. Some Harry Potter the Musical. That was last year.
Well, my voicemails were a little nastier than that.
Oh, okay.
Actually, he had mentioned... he had mentioned that he had gotten... Sorry, the other phone is ringing.
It's okay.
I apologize. he had mentioned that he had gotten an email from a 13-year-old girl.
Okay.
Who had been listening to his podcast. So I called up his voicemail, and in a little girly voice, I told him that, well, I'll try to approximate it for you. Hi, Salty Boy. I'm a 13-year-old girl, and I'm the top. Why don't you stop by in New London? I'm on the way to Broadway.
Oh my
and
God!
And I'm throwing a good one. So it's my 14-year-old girl.
I guess he played it. I guess.
Now, yes, my secret is out.
Okay. Now, he knows who it is now. Oh well. I don't know if you listen to this. I don't know.
No, I don't know either. I don't know. I don't know if anybody listens to Bear Soup, tell you the truth. I do want to mention that it does run the original shows we run on Thursdays and Sundays now, 2:00, 2 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And then after that they're archived onto podcast. And you should definitely check them out at bearradio.net.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
I also listen to a couple of podcasts, music podcasts as well. One is 50 Pounds Note, which is a fellow named Jeb Edwards.
Okay.
And... his is a music podcast. I also listen to I Motor Away, which is Mighty Fine Music by a bear named Lee. And most of these folks are actually on Live Journal too. Let's see. I've tried to catch as many folks who have been recording. There's Bear Die Radio.
Oh, of course. Vito. Yes, it's Big V Bear.
Yeah, Big V Bear.
Yeah.
So he's been out of commission for a little bit. I guess he had moved earlier.
Yeah, I think he's busy being a homeowner, I believe, or... Doing very busy. I don't know. I haven't heard from him. Maybe I should give him a call sometime.
Yeah.
Hey, Vito, if you're listening to this, hey, shout out.
this will be a great kind of roundup for people. There's also Ox Populi.
Oh yes, Brian. Actually, I really like Brian. First of all, of course, I think he's cute. Very. And he's got very interesting stories to tell there in New York. And I like the way he rants, too. He's very cute.
You know all of these guys. You know all of them, right?
Yeah, Brian. He was in on vacation for some time and with his partner, and then he was out for a while and then came back. So I've been listening to him, too. Yeah.
So do you know the Gay Trucker too?
Oh yeah, I listen to him too. And he's had a bad loss lately. He had that he lost his dog, I think. And I was listening to his podcast that one time a few weeks ago. He unfortunately lost his dog, and yeah, many people emailed, many people talked to him, and I listen to the Gay Trucker. The Bear Canadian, yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty. That is pretty much it. I have a few others that I have tried listening to, but haven't really enjoyed so much.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the ones that are currently on my iTunes podcast list. In addition to State of Belief on Air America, and Yoga to the People. Podcast.
Isn't it <We're Tyson. laughs> Well, listen, okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after some bear events.
Super.
All right, it's time for some bear events. Bear Albany presents Come Together, November 4th in Albany, New York. A special invitation to come together and party the night away to celebrate Bear Albany's one-year anniversary. Wow, already 1 year, huh? The beer will be flowing as we celebrate with friends, old and new, at our last party for 2006. Last party, it's only October. Too early to end it. Anyway, partygoers can look forward to lots of cool prizes and giveaways from Bear Albany and other vendors who will be on hand to help us celebrate the end of a great year. Okay, so check out the website at bearalbany.com. Let's go to Adelaide, Australia. Bear Stock on November 10th. What more is there to say? Bears, beer, bellies, buddies, fur, fun, food, friends. Doesn't get much better, especially in Adelaide. Come and see what we're talking about. Visit our website at bmofa.org.au. Okay, how about in St. Louis, Missouri? Bears Gone Wild on November 10th. Okay, so November 10th and 11th, something other than the usual Wild Bear Weekend. No fee required, no cover charge. Okay, their website is Bad Dog Saloon St. Louis. .com. Oh, STL. Bad Dog Saloon, STL.com. Okay, how about in St. Petersburg, Florida? Tampa Bay Bears Charity Auction on November 10th. Tampa Bay Bears' fourth annual holiday charity auction is taking place on Friday, November 10th, in Club 100 at the Suncoast Resort. Okay, so doors will open at 7:30 p.m. All proceeds will benefit Community AIDS Network, Arc Club Childcare, and Pet Pal Rescue. So check out the website at TampaBayBears.com. All right, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Oh, you know, I just came out with, you know, this anthology by guys, and so I'd like to, you know, take a few steps back, you know, before jumping into another project. But I am planning to do a revision of my recipe book, Mugs of Joy, which I will self-publish. Mm-hmm. Joining short list of their cookbook authors. I'm hoping to do another collection of bear fiction at some point in the next year or so.
Do you have anybody to greet on your side? Probably there in the East Coast.
Well, on the East Coast. Well, you know, all of the folks, all of the great you know, bear and gay podcasters that we had mentioned before. Mm-hmm. So, and the B-Talk guys usually do this funny voice, and so I've always wanted to do, you know, B-Talk.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's you, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow. Well, at this point, maybe I'll do my shout out too. Shout out to Excalibur because
Excalibur.
Okay. Yeah. So I just recorded the show with him a few days ago. So having you in the show, it's kind of different. But of course, I miss my co-host. I also do a lot of stuff with him and a lot of recording with him. So. Yeah, shout out Excalibur. That's kind of weird, Roy, if you're listening to this, that I'm shouting out to you It's kind of weird. Okay, so.
Well, I hope that he's listening on his nights off.
Yeah, I love that guy. He's great. He does a good job in co-hosting the show too. Yeah, and who else?
Roy.
Oh gosh. Okay, how about oh yeah, by the way, of course my partner Mike. Hi Mike. We must be listening to this. I don't know if he listens to this. I don't think he ever listens to this. I don't know. Once or twice maybe. He did before. Maybe you'll listen to this show since you're in the show. So,
hey. Hi, Mike. Yeah. Well, I don't think that my husband Rocco.
Hey, Rocco. Hey, Rocco.
Rocco.
Okay.
Daddy Bear.
Oh yeah, of course, Big V Bear. Yeah, he's. Hey, did you ever get to meet Vito there in San Francisco in during any IBR before?
No, I haven't. I haven't really met any of the other radio folks, except I have met some of the Bear Radio musicians.
Ah, okay, that's right.
Mm-hmm. No, I have met, you know, some of the Bear musicians, but I don't know any. I haven't really met any of the other Bear radio folks. This is as much interaction or intercourse, if you will.
Intercourse. Okay.
Yes. We're having audio intercourse.
Yes. We're having audio intercourse. I'm kind of used to doing three ways, but two ways, yeah. I do that a lot too, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We should have a three-way sometime.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so, I guess that wraps the show. And, so can you tell the audience now, Ron, how they can reach you and your podcast?
Okay, well, you can find the podcast on iTunes, just do a search for Bear Soup, and you can also download shows individually from the Bear Radio website, and that is Bear Radio, BearRadio.net, not .com, .net, and they can navigate to there. And okay. You can subscribe versus iTunes. And there are also links to both Bear Radio and to the podcast feed on my own website, which is www.suresha.com. And that is spelled S-U-R-E-S-H-A. .com.
Yeah.
And also on my website, I have archived a lot of my writings, stories, mostly essays. It has all of my American Bear columns. It has excerpts from my books.
Wow.
There are links to Amazon and to gay bookstores for all of my books. Mm-hmm. And it is a wonderful little resource for bears and bi men and all sorts of people.
They can buy your books through your website too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's cool. All right.
They won't be autographed, but. If you want an autographed copy, you can contact me through the contact page on my website, and we can arrange something.
All right, I'll put the links on the website as usual, of course. And I really, really appreciate you being in the show, Ron. Thank you.
Oh, Maynard, thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure. Delighted to speak with you, and I hope that we get the chance to do it again really soon.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so if you have any comments, send your emails to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. And if you have audio comments, you can dial 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And if you ever recall, we'll play it in the show. All right. Thank you, Ron. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
And
bye. Have a great week, guys. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Oh dear. You're catching me mid-flow.
What are you doing? You're being...
I'm shaking it off. Okay. I'm talking to him. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.